What nonsense were we talking about at the top of the hour that I said we'll have to revisit when we get out? We were talking about
that it's better to have never loved at all than it is to have lost, loved and lost.
Better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
Yeah. And Chris said it's cheaper to do the latter.
It is.
And that's how we left things.
It is.
I still think you're disrespecting Lord Tennyson when he says it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Disrespecting who?
Lord Tennyson.
On a movie?
Who's that? Is that a again? Is that a Game of Thrones guy?
Again, who's that? Why am I not surprised?
There Lord Tennyson? Did he play tennis?
Okay.
Lord Tennyson?
What did you need? What was the other question you asked me?
I swear to God, I thought he was a Game of Thrones guy or something. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on.
He's the guy who came up with that quote. Who said it?
Probably Shakespeare, some moron.
A moron like Shakespeare.
Oh, Shakespeare wasn't a moron. He was a thief.
Yeah, he stole.
Wow, he lived a really long time.
What?
He lived a very long time.
Shakespeare?
No.
Lord Tennyson?
Alfred Tennyson.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he?
Born August 6th, 1809.
Uh-huh.
Died October 6th. 1892.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah.
73 in the 1800s?
Yeah.
That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes, it is.
I mean, 72 is not bad today.
It's 83, not 73.
Even better.
All right, what did he do?
Wait.
What did he do?
Who was Lord Tennyson?
I can't do this.
Did he hit for the cycle? Was he like an original Cincinnati Red?
He was the poet laureate of Great Britain and Ireland during much of Queen Victoria's reign.
Did you not study anything in English and history?
I studied all English and a little bit of Spanish.
Obviously not. Any of the classics? Nothing?
Tennyson was awarded the Chancellor's Gold Medal at Cambridge for one of his first pieces, Timbuktu.
Hmm. Timbuktu. That sounds cool.
Robert Frost, ever hear of him?
Yeah, I've read him. Poet. Didn't even know it. Fact.
That rhyme, by the way, what you just did. Poet didn't even know.
I know.
It. Sounds more rap.
Awesome am I.
Sylvia Plath.
I'm just riffing, huh?
It's another poet for you.
Who? Soviet Plath?
Sylvia Plath?
Or Sylvia Plath.
What you said, Sophie? What?
All right, are we going to update our Twin Peaks Twitter polls, or are we just going to burn this segment?
No, hang on.
And then in a minute, we'll...
Twin Peaks Twitter polls, first question, do you wash your hair every day? 63% say yes, 37% say no. Huh. And do you believe that I have don't blow dry my hair? 52% say no, 48% say yes.
Hmm.
Half the people think you're a liar out there, Pete.
More than half, actually.
I don't put anything in my hair. Nothing.
I don't know.
Except for shampoo. VO5, I told you. Kiwi lime this week.
Kiwi lime.
Scented, yeah. There's another scented one in there, too, but I don't know what it is. Jeffrey Chaucer.
It's Joffrey.
Tex-Mex. Canterbury Tales. Absolutely. One of the classics.
A little overrated.
You don't even know what it is.
The Canterbury Tales? You want to bet?
Whoa, nicely done.
Well, you went to Canterbury High School.
That's right. That's why I know it.
Oh, that's probably make you read that on the first day.
Well, the 13 Tales of some people pilgriming somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. All right. After Chris returns with his Sports Center rundown, we will play you the audio from the 911 call obtained by TMZ regarding Le'Veon Bell. It is gold. We'll have all that. But first, it's time for the Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
In Omaha right now, Michigan just a few innings away from outing Texas Tech from the College World Series. Scoreboard just went away, so hold on. I think it's 7-3. Michigan is up. Bottom of the fourth?
Sounds about right.
Top of the fourth?
7-3. Bottom of the fourth.
Something like that. Staying with baseball, left-hander Dallas Keuchel will make his debut for the Braves tonight, getting the start against the Nationals. Keuchel signed a one-year deal back on June 7th worth $13 million.
All right, so.
Texts are a riot.
Go ahead.
Green Falcon, OMG, Craig. I did not go to college a day, and I'm no poet guy, and I know who Alfred Lord Tennyson is, Indiana University. Ha, ha, ha. Locker room jump.
I knew who Jack Frost was. We're cool.
Robert Frost.
Oh, yeah, him.
Bob.
Bob.
Bobby.
Robbie.
Locker room junk's girlfriend. You guys are wild. Someone needs to read more. How about D.H. Lawrence? You know him?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do we not have poets anymore?
Because they're boring-ass people.
No, they're not.
Like,
to be or not to be. That's boring.
That's Shakespeare.
I know.
Why don't you write a haiku, Craig?
I did great haikus.
All right. I'll tell you what. At the end of the 5 o'clock hour, I will have...
How many syllables are in a haiku?
I don't know the answer to that. That was the only... I know that there are different types of poems based on rhyme pattern. Haiku, A-B-A-B.
Haiku doesn't rhyme usually.
All right. Here's the deal.
It doesn't have to rhyme. It can rhyme.
I'm going
to
write a poem. I'm
going
to write a poem. I'll have it for you at the 5 o'clock hour. I don't care about haiku. Yeah.
No, write a haiku.
No.
Write a haiku.
It's easy. No. Haiku is 17 syllables.
That's it.
I'll write a haiku. I will write a haiku about this show during the break, next break.
I'm just doing a flat-out poem, taking the easy way out. Fact. All right.
I am Craig. I eat scrambled eggs.
That doesn't rhyme. See, you're already horrible.
Craig and egg rhymes. I hate to break it to you.
But he made one plural and one not. Craig and eggs. It does not rhyme.
My name is Craig. I occasionally have an egg. It runs down.
I had eggs for breakfast this morning, as a matter of fact.
It runs down my leg, and now I need a keg.
Boom! No, I had the keg that caused it to run down my leg.
Your peg leg.
I'm funny.